Now read the statements and listen again. Check Vivian and or James.
Good morning. Welcome to A World of Difference. I'm Claire Whitney. Most of us never know about the good deeds done by ordinary people, but their quiet actions can make a world of difference to many. Today, we're privileged to have as our guests Vivian Bridge and James Duncan, two ordinary people who have done some extraordinary things to help out those in need. Vivian, let's start with you. I understand you're involved in a very interesting program.
That's right. The program I'm involved in is called Reach Out, and it focuses on helping elderly people who are confined to nursing homes.
And what kind of work do you do with this program?
Well, twice a week I visit a nursing home where I spend time with the people who live there. We talk, play cards, anything to help make them feel connected. Sometimes I run errands for them. Even little things mean a lot to people who can't get out. I also helped create a small library in the corner of the cafeteria where people can sit and read together.
And could you tell us a little bit about how you decided to get involved in this program?
Sure. Actually, I just followed the example set by my mother. When I was a child, she used to visit a children's hospital to bring toys and play with the kids. Sometimes she took me along. I can still remember her saying how good it made her feel to be able to help, and I guess the feeling just rubbed off on me.
What a great role model.
I'm really proud of her. She felt really sorry for children who couldn't go out and play like I could. You know, I'll always be thankful to my mother for having taught me how to be generous without expecting anything in return. I look up to her a lot.
Your mother sounds like a really special person.
Yeah.
James, what about you? Tell us something about the program you're currently involved in.
Certainly. I've founded a program called All Kids Count that tutors kids who are having trouble in school, especially in math. We have a drop-in center at the public library where students from the ages of about 9 to 11 can come in once a week and get help with their math homework.
For free?
Uh-huh. All Kids Count is completely free and run entirely by unpaid volunteers. Most of them retired school teachers. We provide some healthy snacks, crackers, fruit, and fruit juice, and a comfortable spot where students can work. For me, I've always found it really touching to see how many people are willing to volunteer for this program.
And what made you decide to start the program?
Well, the truth is, I actually had trouble with math myself when I was in school. I was lucky enough to get help from a retired school teacher who lived on my street. So I have a lot of compassion for any kid having trouble in school, and I just thought I'd like to do something about it myself.
What a story.
Well, maybe it's because of my own memories of struggling in school, or maybe it's because the program has been so successful, but All Kids Count has turned out to be tremendously rewarding for me. I even tutor the kids myself.
Is there one particular success story you can tell us about?
Oh, I know one. About a year ago, one of the kids who had come in for tutoring years before showed up. She had just graduated from college and said she wanted to volunteer in the program. Well, I was floored. Talk about one good turn deserves another.
Oh, that must have made you feel really good.
Oh, it did.
Well, I'm afraid our time's up. Thank you, James Duncan, and thank you, Vivian Bridge, for being with us today and sharing your inspiring stories. If our listeners would like more information about these programs or other programs they might want to get involved in, visit our website at www.aworldofdifference.com.
Page 20. Exercise C. Listening. Listen for details. Listen to a radio program in which two people talk about helping others.
Good morning. Welcome to A World of Difference. I'm Claire Whitney. Most of us never know about the good deeds done by ordinary people, but their quiet actions can make a world of difference to many. Today, we're privileged to have as our guests Vivian Bridge and James Duncan, two ordinary people who have done some extraordinary things to help out those in need. Vivian, let's start with you. I understand you're involved in a very interesting program.
That's right. The program I'm involved in is called Reach Out, and it focuses on helping elderly people who are confined to nursing homes.
And what kind of work do you do with this program?
Well, twice a week I visit a nursing home where I spend time with the people who live there. We talk, play cards, anything to help make them feel connected. Sometimes I run errands for them. Even little things mean a lot to people who can't get out. I also helped create a small library in the corner of the cafeteria where people can sit and read together.
And could you tell us a little bit about how you decided to get involved in this program?
Sure. Actually, I just followed the example set by my mother. When I was a child, she used to visit a children's hospital to bring toys and play with the kids. Sometimes she took me along. I can still remember her saying how good it made her feel to be able to help, and I guess the feeling just rubbed off on me.
What a great role model.
I'm really proud of her. She felt really sorry for children who couldn't go out and play like I could. You know, I'll always be thankful to my mother for having taught me how to be generous without expecting anything in return. I look up to her a lot.
Your mother sounds like a really special person.
Yeah.
James, what about you? Tell us something about the program you're currently involved in.
Certainly. I've founded a program called All Kids Count that tutors kids who are having trouble in school, especially in math. We have a drop-in center at the public library where students from the ages of about 9 to 11 can come in once a week and get help with their math homework.
For free?
Uh-huh. All Kids Count is completely free and run entirely by unpaid volunteers. Most of them retired school teachers. We provide some healthy snacks, crackers, fruit, and fruit juice, and a comfortable spot where students can work. For me, I've always found it really touching to see how many people are willing to volunteer for this program.
And what made you decide to start the program?
Well, the truth is, I actually had trouble with math myself when I was in school. I was lucky enough to get help from a retired school teacher who lived on my street. So I have a lot of compassion for any kid having trouble in school, and I just thought I'd like to do something about it myself.
What a story.
Well, maybe it's because of my own memories of struggling in school, or maybe it's because the program has been so successful, but All Kids Count has turned out to be tremendously rewarding for me. I even tutor the kids myself.
Is there one particular success story you can tell us about?
Oh, I know one. About a year ago, one of the kids who had come in for tutoring years before showed up. She had just graduated from college and said she wanted to volunteer in the program. Well, I was floored. Talk about one good turn deserves another.
Oh, that must have made you feel really good.
Oh, it did.
Well, I'm afraid our time's up. Thank you, James Duncan, and thank you, Vivian Bridge, for being with us today and sharing your inspiring stories. If our listeners would like more information about these programs or other programs they might want to get involved in, visit our website at www.aworldofdifference.com.